صدق و صفا، صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ، ہم کیوں نہ کریں تیری عزت، اولاد ہے تیری یہ امت، ہم کیوں نہ کریں تیری عزت.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today's date is the 4th of Safar, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 1st of September 2022. We continue with our topic, which is on marriage, with a special focus today on the rights of spouses. Today we focus on the rights of spouses. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ala Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, before we head in straight into nikah, there are many individuals who are searching for the right spouse, but they are not winning. Mufti Saab, any amal with regards to this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are three ways you can solve this problem, inshallah. We know of people that they 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years old, male, female, and they really want to get married, but some circumstances, what have you, now they can't get married. So first thing, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter number 39, verse 53. A Muslim, whatever the condition is, we must never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Therefore, we raise our hands, or we in sujood and in sajda, we prostrating and so forth to Almighty Allah alone. Then repeat the words, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So that's the first thing. See hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. When you beg Almighty Allah, you yourself must have that firm conviction, my beloved Allah will respond to me positively. But today we make dua, we the men, we playing with our beard, then we playing with our topi and our head, the woman playing, you must remember, with their burqa, putting their finger in their nose and lot of funny things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ الدُّعَىٰ عَنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. Allah don't accept dua from people whose hearts are unmindful, thinking of somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife and what. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So that's first point we must understand. Then we must know how to make the dua. We praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We send salawat, salutations, Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, now you, Suleiman Mota, Suleiman Esop, today somebody sent me a message. He said, Mufti Saab, you said there in your team, you got Junaid Esop, he wants to get married. So I said, not Junaid Esop, that is Junaid Mota, he got wife, children, mashallah, he's Suleiman Esop. But it couldn't work out because of some reason, so I just told him no. So anyway, the point I want to make up, so now, Suleiman Esop, he wants to get married, right? So now, what must he do? So both these verses I'm quoting for you now are in the 19th juz, 19th supara, in the first quarter. Because people, some of them, they tell me, you give us surah number, chapter number, and verse number, we don't understand. So it's 19th supara, 19th juz in the first quarter. So chapter number 25, verse 74. So read, by heart it. Read it, raise your hands. Read it in sajda. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين. Oh beloved Allah, grant us such spouses. Ya Allah, grant us such offspring and children and progeny. The coolness of the eyes. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was asked, what is coolness of the eyes? He's saying, kulluhum fi ta'atillah. Husband looks at wife, mashallah, she's reading Ishraq Salat, Tahajjud Salat. Wife looks at husband, mashallah, he's giving out charity or he's doing some good work. Parents look at children, they're learning surahs and du'as. They're doing something, even worldly things, but are permissible and loved, beloved to Allah, like that. And so all parents, children, parents, all that. So that is for you and for all of us. We married, not married, we should continue reading this dua. Because Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan's aim, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Chapter 2, verse 102. He wants to cause separation between husband and wife. That is the Satan's job. Remember that Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Now you, the parents, you so worried, you the grandparents, married decree never, you want to get married, maru poirun and nikah karwanu che and all that. We know all these things, people contact us, so we must remember. So in Arabic, write down Maulana, for you is good. So now you got daughters, young, but now they're going to grow up, inshallah. So what is there? Hammul banat ilal mamat. It's not a hadith, it's a proverb in Arabic. Hammul banat ilal mamat. So when you have sons and daughters, you worry about your sons, but the greater worry is for the daughters. Will they get married? Will the marriage work out? Will the husband and wife click? You know, they say click. Will they be compatible? Then will they have children? When they have children, will the children be obedient? Will the children be drug addicts and what and what? Allah may LGBT, all the satanic Lucifer system. Lucifer is Shaitan in English. So remember all these satanic systems. So that is why you say that Hammul Banat ilal Mamat. Now you, the parent, grandparent, read chapter number 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74, those who want to get married. You, the parents, grandparents, Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 54. Now we read, وَوَالَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He Almighty Allah created you, O human being. From what did He create me and you? خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ. From the ma, from the semen, from the sperm. He made us the masterpiece. أَلَمْ نَخْلُقُكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. So remember that which got the terrible smell and what have you and so forth. That despicable water, meaning semen and sperm. So, وَوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. Now we are human being. Now we 10, 15, 18, 20 years old. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا. He gave us a nasab, a lineage. Therefore, Islam is so strict. We must have a lineage. What an indictment. I mentioned it this morning. You must carry it in the news if you never carried it. So you must remember the last academic year in South Africa, 90,000 girls in school who became pregnant and giving birth. So we are a nation of haram is what we are. So the whole, that's why I said this morning, are they going to schools or are they going to university or brothels? 90,000 Minister of Education announced it. So that is, so now where's their lineage? So one day I was in a plane, a lady was sitting next to me. So now because of the way we dress, we start speaking. So she says she got so many children. So I said, where's the father? She started laughing. Say, what father? This one came from this one came from this one, that one. I said, but when they ask you, what you say? Say, I take them to the graveyard, but I just show them one grave, there's your father there. Who, she herself doesn't know who's that man, they just show anybody, you know. So that is the reality on the ground. So remember, so nasab, you have a father, you have a mother, you have a family, you have a dynamic society. Now when you have that, you know who's your father, biological father. Therefore, even adoption is haram when you are going to take your lineage to your adopted parents. In Islam, it's haram that. Surah 33, verse 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. I adopt a son and I say that this son's name is Abdullah bin Abdul Qadir Hussein. It's haram. You must call them by their biological father's name, because Islam wants to preserve the lineage. So, Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. So, chapter 33, verse number 5. So, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِحْرًا. Then your in-laws. Now you married, so we have a father-in-law, mother-in-law. So read that dua, O parents, grandparents. Inshallah, your children, grandchildren will settle down. These are the most powerful duas. You know, you use the word amal, so that is the amal. People, when you speak of amal, they say, write the ta'wiz. Put ta'wiz on. Just leave all your ta'wiz, do all this from Quran. Inshallah, Allah will give you somebody that is compatible, suitable, and pious, inshallah.
Can Mufti Sahib take us through this journey of nikah? After the nikah procedure is performed, what should be next on the list?
The next should be on the list is that now husband and wife are going to spend the night together. Normally, night time, they're alone and so forth. So you call that in Islam, Laylatu Zifaf. Zifaf, now you become close to one another. You see, you're joining one another. So, Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, wrote a wonderful book which I have by me, Adabu Laylati Zifaf. What good it does, we must say. What wrong it did, we must say is wrong. So, Adabu Laylati Zifaf. So, the etiquettes of the wedding night, you see. Now, today, what happens today? So, when people get married, so this day, nowadays especially. So remember then they say, no, the first night we can't sleep at home. We must go to the 5-star hotel. We must go to the casino. We must go there by the beach and all that and so forth. So the foundation itself is wrong. They don't even know which direction is Qibla. So what will happen to that marriage? In most cases, Allah forbid. So we must give them directives. No, your first night you go to your matrimonial home, or you go to a place which is pure and clean. Not you go to a hotel and thus and all these kind of places where people take their girlfriends and prostitutes and all these type of things. Allah forbid and so forth. So we need to be clear on that. Now husband, wife are alone, right? So we're speaking of Adam. Adabu Laylati Zifaf, etiquette of the wedding night. So on a lighter note, Monona, when I was in Newcastle, you know, I was there 20 years, 81 January to 2001 January. So one day I delivered a lecture, one old Baji came. He said, Molvi Sahab, in our time, the Molvi Sahab, they never told us all this about wedding night and all that, what we must do. First in my life, I'm hearing all this. So now he asked in front of people, you know. So I said, Baji, me and you, we go talk some business privately. So I held his hand and we went one side. I said, Baji, number 2, lekar hi leva, no? You must take number 2 and make everything right now. So he looked at me and had a good laugh, you understood? But I have to whisper that because the woman, they get mad when they hear that, you see. So it was just like a joke. You see, so we must build the foundation. So hadith, write it down. Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, husband and wife must read salat together. Now write down this point, all of you, Suleiman, Mozaid, all of you. When you want to confirm the date for nikah, then ask your wife, the wife's family, your wife-to-be, that her family, when she's ready. Now you insist, no, it must be now and now and now. So she can't read salat because the red flag is on. You can't fulfill conjugal rights because she's in a haiz. So you see all the problems, you created it. So therefore, ask her how much mahar she wants. Ask her when the date is suitable for her. So in all this, there's great wisdom in these issues here, you see. So now we are alone, the husband and wife. So husband in front, if you don't give azan and all that, but now husband must give iqamat. And then the wife will be directly behind him, not on the side, so behind him. And then he will read the salat, he'll be imam. So one day I performed the nikah, we were walking out, so that husband, now the nikah is done. He came there, he hold my hand. She said, how to make imam tonight? I said, why? He said, my surahs are kacha. I don't know my surahs properly. I said, you zalim, I held his hand. I make your nikah pakka, you tell me your surahs are kacha. And that, you know, I raised my voice a little bit. So he looked at me. I said, you don't read namaz. So he said, no, I read. I said, nobody said you must read Surah Yasin and Tabarak al-Ladhi. Read Wal Asri Inna Atayna. Read Tabbat Yada Qul Walla. Read Qul Awi Falak Qul Bin Nas. Then he just said, so see now people, he's worried about that. Maybe he reads surahs because he would read loudly. Just now I make mistake, his wife will have to take out his mistakes. You see, so my wife take out my mistake every year. You must remember Tarawih time. So I ask her, how you know that I make this mistake? She said, every year you make same mistake. So you must remember. So anyway, so that is two rakat nafil namaz you read, okay? Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. Then husband give wife a gift beside the mahar. Mahar you told already in the masjid. Hazrat Mahana Zahid Khan Damat Barakatum performed the nikah. He asked the Suleiman Murtah, how much is the mahar? He said 1 Kruger coin. So he gave the Kruger coin to the wakil, to the representative of the bride, and that's finished. It's history now. So that already belongs to her. So beside that, therefore when I deliver nikah lecture, I say, brother, you must give mahar many times in life. Now he look at me. I said, you see, marriage is not a dictatorship, it's a partnership. So give gifts to her, your wife, once a week, once a month, without her asking. Tahadu, tahabu. Give gifts to one another, it will generate mutual love. And husband, wife, there must be disagreement and sometimes a little bit up and down. So meh meh tu tu in Urdu you say, فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الدَّغَائِينَ. Then that gift, it will take away and remove the malice, rancor, hatred, all that. It's sahih hadith, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. So now we learn one big lesson here. What is a big lesson? Both parties must give. Husband must give wife, but wife. But you see, if the wife is intelligent, so she knows that, okay, she won't say, husband gave me 100 rand, 500 rand, 1000 rand. So with that, she bought a topi. How much a topi cost? You know, she want to buy a miswak. She want to buy a handkerchief. She want to buy a socks. So we husbands, we say, wahwa. You know, understood? So the Suleiman, the other day, he wore socks. I asked him, what kind of socks you wearing? LGBT socks or what? He said, no, this is some new style. I don't know what name he took and all that. Because it looked a bit funny to me, you know. So that he came there and I looked at his socks. Anyway, but it's not LGBT, it's other normal one. But the color was a little bit bright like. So anyway, so I just think that now you buy like that. So the wife, if she's clever, intelligent, she will do that. Without the husband asking, then she's winning the heart of the husband. When she wins the heart of the husband, then she wins the pocket of the husband. Then the credit card will go to her. The debit card will go to her. The gold card will go to her. And now if you're like me, you're going somewhere, I want to give the beggar 2 rand, I have to ask her, also give me something, I want to give the beggar. You see, it's like that it works like. So you must remember these things here. So number one, hadith in Mustada. Now from what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam give? فَأَعْطَاهَا لَبَنَا. He, the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master, gave Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha milk. So it shows whether it's milk, whether it's chocolate, whether it's money, whether it's clothing, whatever you want, that is permissible. So give that. So second one. Third one, Musannaf Abdul Razak. So now learn this dua, you couples. So on your wedding night, then you take the water. First you ask, don't worry of your wife's hairstyle and all that. It's your wife now, forget all that. So you take the water and sprinkle. You see why? Above tikku magaj chair. You got a short fuse, short temper. So you know the car, it got generator. So we just, not generator, what? Radiator, isn't it? Radiator. Where you put water.
Chief.
Radiator. Yeah, nowadays with the load shedding, we think of generator. So now radiator. So all these things. So what happens is this. So you put water. So you cool things down from the wedding night. So you take water and sprinkle on your wife's forehead. You see, you say, oh, you spoiled my hairstyle. Hey, you forget all your hairstyle. This is more important. Allahumma inni as'aluka khairaha wa khaira ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha. wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever goodness this wife of mine got, let her share it. Whatever weaknesses she got, Ya Allah, protect her, protect me. Now you show me who can teach us a better dua than this. Nobody in the world can show. These are du'as Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. She will do for the husband, whether he got hair or his kalkop. You know, like me, I'm kalkop, no more hair now. So I'm going now in the afternoon again to the barber. Thursday night, afternoon, we got appointment with him. So every Thursday, we just tip-top a little bit, you know. So we group ourselves for Jummah, like that, you see, like that, for Jummah. Plus tomorrow, we got Jummah in the varsity, you know. So Rao is name changed now. I studied in Rao, is the University of Johannesburg now, the name changed. So that she will read for you. Now what she will say? So she will change the pronouns. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayrahu. We read khayraha. So Allahumma inni as'aluka khayrahu and wa khayra ma fihi, like that. So all that will change. Ya Allah, whatever goodness he got, let us share it. Whatever weaknesses he got, so protect us all. Now you see, beautiful. So she sprinkles water because husband got short fuse and all also. So that is done. So first, salat. Second, the gift. Third one, sprinkle water. Both parties, one another. You don't pour so much, the men get sick now, little bit only, you understand? Fourth one, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Today is just bare hit and run business, you know, and all that. They don't learn all these things. You must teach your children, and therefore in my family, if it's my son, my nephew or niece or whatever does that, I call them 1, 2, 3 days before the nikah. I said, see, this you must do, this you must do, this you must do. Now, let me just now teach you one masla. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 222. So see how easy it is to remember. Surah 2, verse 222. Now, husband is alone there, wife is alone there, nobody else. So now, lo and behold, wife is looking down. You say, what happened, Poppy, darling, honey, sweetheart? You say, oh, I'm in menses, napaki, red robot. You understood? Say, no, don't worry, it's not the end of the world. So you, oh husband, you wife, you must know all these issues. Hadith in Abu Dawood. And let's do Quran first. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ. Can you imagine 1400 years ago plus, all these issues were discussed. قُلْ هُوَ أَذَا. Tell them it is napaki, it is pollution. فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَتْهُرْنَ. So Quran is saying, no, you can't fulfill conjugal relationship with her when she is in the menses. So the portion from the navel to the knees must be covered. When the wife is in menses, even for her husband, that portion must be covered. He wants to touch there, it must be focal izar. That is the words of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Below the knees, he want to touch skin to skin, fine. Above the navel, all that, the bosom, breast, back, all that, fine. He can touch. But yeah, he can't touch skin to skin. There must be fabric, there must be clothing in between, you see. So that is when the lady is in her menses. So we must know all these issues. Surah 2, verse 222. Thereafter, you must remember, now she's clean, Ta'ira, on the wedding night or whatever. Now you, husband, you want to fulfill her conjugal rights and she's going to fulfill your rights, be intimate. You can't just go make hit and run business. Everything in Islam, we must fulfill our duty with beauty. So see the dua, Bukhari Sharif's dua. Any action we do that is permissible, then before we do that, Bismillah. Before eating, Bismillah. Before drinking, Bismillah. Before going toilet and relieving ourselves, Bismillah. Before driving, Bismillah. See, everywhere we think and remember Almighty Allah. Before fulfilling intimate with your wife, or wife with husband and all, so Bismillah. Now see the dua. Bismillahi jannibana shaitan. Ya Allah, for put shaitan far away from us, husband, wife. So see Quran. When Almighty Allah expelled from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam For Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, you don't use that word. You must know how to translate with respect also. You say Allah Ta'ala transferred Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam from Jannah to this world. You say transferred. Respect, you see. And for Shaitan, Iblis, Lucifer, you say Allah expelled him, kicked him out. You got no place in Jannah and paradise and you will never see it again. Now see, when Allah Ta'ala expelled him, what happened? وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدُهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala said, chapter 17, verse 64, you get out from here, you expelled. And this expulsion is forever. You're never going to see Jannat again. Coincide whoever you want to with your voice. Sheikh Albani wrote an excellent book. He gave me this book personally. Tahreemu Aalati Tarb. From here, this ayat, we prove today all this hip-hop and all this rock and roll and kawali and I don't know what and what. Me, I don't understand this too much. So, it's all haram, it's not permissible. You want books on music, 3 books, all different languages, Arabic, Tahreemu Aalati Tarb by Sheikh Albani. In Urdu by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Islam or Musiki. In English, Slippery Stone by Khalid Beg. I got all 3. So excellent books these are. So this is how he brings about all the shaitaniyat in the house. That would all be so to shaitan. With this, music and what have you. Then you see the head going this way and you see the body shaking this way and a lot of things going on. Then in front, Allah Ta'ala says, you Iblis, you Shaitan, get out from here, you expelled. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ. Then you become partners with them in the wealth. So our people, how many of them selling all haram things? You say, how's the business? You say, oh, barakat che, too much barakat. How can it be barakat when you're selling haram things? So that is not barakah. We're deceiving ourselves. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And you go partner them in the awlad and children. So how the shaitan going to be partner? So when we don't read this dua, husband must remind wife must remind husband, both parties must know it. When they don't and they just make hit and run business, then that child there will definitely have some atharat of shaitan. Then we say our children, bomastanche, very disrespectful and this. But when you were busy, the last thing on your mind was to seek protection of shaitan. See the beauty. So that's why, and he'll promise you, this will happen. وَمَا يَئِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And the promises of shaitan are nothing but deception. Surah 17, verse 64. But Allah wants us to be successful. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانُ. You Iblis, you shaitan, you Lucifer, my special servants, you got no power over them. They will read أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They will make zikr, you will have to run away. You see? So in the next verse is mentioned, chapter 17, verse 65. So learn the dua, all couples, whether you're getting married this weekend or you are married 5, 10, 20, 40 years, 50 years, and you don't know, then learn now. Bismillah jannibna shaitan. Now what about the children? Wajannibi shaitan ma zaqatana. Ya Allah, that you protect us from that what you are going to give us in future. So we're asking Allah already protection for ourselves. We're asking Allah for protection from the children, for the children from the Iblis and his party, Hizbu Shaitan. So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then one more thing, then we can go for a break. Write it down, Maulana, because it'll help you in life. Write it down, Suleiman Mota. So Suleiman is engineering, yeah. So remember that this hadith is in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur. So see today, say, go to this psychiatrist or this counselor or the, you don't have to go to anybody. Take Quran Sharif, take Sunnah, take Sahaba, everything you'll find there. So they tell you today, husband, wife, you must have foreplay. What they say? Foreplay. And then some of them, they'll say, you must have afterplay. You understood? And then afterplay, where this time? After you finish, you're retired. You must remember this. But anyway, now, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, for the Sahaba, you must send a Rasul. send a Rasul before husband-wife relationship. Now see the words. Mar Rasulu ya Rasul Allah. What do you mean we must send a Rasul? We must send a message or a messenger. Oh, messenger of Allah, what you mean? See what the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Al-qublatu wal-kalam. Speak to your wife. Wife, speak to your husband. There must be some kissing. There must be some romance. There must be all this thing. Don't just come like an animal and just hit a bang, wham, thank you, man, and you gone and this type of things. Yeah? So Islam teaches us, you must remember, everything, we fulfill our duty with beauty. Now you tell me, that which counselor, which therapist, and well, I don't know what names they call them also. Psychiatrists and psychologists and this, all zoologists and thisologists and what. So, Yama can give you better advice than us. Who can give us? Nobody. So we must learn all these things here, and then you will see your marriage will become a long, long honeymoon, a bed of roses and not a bed of thorns. Today they say the husband is in the dock and the marriage is on the rocks, you see. So that's why, because we don't take what Islam has taught us.
Inshallah, we'll go for the break and continue after this break, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Team listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, we always mention about the 10 points in marriage. Can Mufti Saab please explain to us what are these 10 points?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We told you already how many points. Namana, you must count, right? First, we told you for the wedding night salat, 2 rakat nafil salat. Thereafter, you must. Oh, while I'm busy with that, let me explain to one more masla also. Sometimes our people, because now, you know, petrol also is so expensive, then they look at convenience, a lot of issues. I'll come to the 10 points now. So, sometimes they want to do and perform the nikah and have the walima the same day. You know, so how are you going to do that? So, let's say the nikah took place after Asr. Just example, anytime it can. But let's just say it took place after Asr. So then you're going to have meals after Maghrib or after Isha. So now you, Mona Zaid, you perform the nikah. So you must tell them, that husband and that wife's family, you see, her father or brother, whatever, that what you must do is this, that now the nikah is performed. So you, husband, wife, you'll go in khalwa. Khalwa will be, they don't have to announce where they're going, just they go to the house or whatever, or some family person's house. They spend their 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour. So together, they don't have to consummate the marriage and tell the whole world and all that and go for another bath and all that. They just touch one another, kiss one another, embrace one another like that, 10, 15, 20 minutes, so that you call khalwa. So let's say after Asr, Nikah, all that took place, lecture, Kirat, all that dua, is Maghrib time. So Maghrib to Isha also is short period, so you tell them, okay, you go and do your khalwa and all. And then the meals will be after Isha. You see, the walima will be after Isha. So first Nikah, then khalwa, and thereafter you have. So in that way you can do it, that what you do, you have the Nikah and walima on the same day. There's no question about it. There's no debate and no two opinion on this issue. It's one opinion, one verdict, and we all agree. The best way to do it is you have nikah today. Today is Thursday. Very good. So Thursday night you have the nikah. Tonight after Maghrib, after Isha. And thereafter, there tomorrow, after Jummah, after Asr, or whenever, then you have the walima. Or after Maghrib also. So your husband, wife spend the night together. It's not necessary they must consummate the marriage and so forth, but they spend the night together, and then the next day you have the walima, so that is the best. But sometime because of convenient circumstances, you want to have it the same day. So remember, we will have a whole entire discussion on walima and it. But this Allah just put in my mind now, so I said, let me explain this issue also. Are we clear on this now? Check. Now we want to maintain the get the shine and, you know, the bed of roses, let's call it like that. So we gave you already how many? We told you that the night you read Salat. Then number two, you gave a gift. Then number three, we're speaking of the wedding night still, that you sprinkle water and read the dua. And before going to the wife, wife going to husband, whatever, so you read the dua. Bismillahi jannibna wa jannibi shaitana ma zaktana. So how many we got? Four. Now number five, you're going to live in a house, right? But we don't want the house. We want the house to become a home. But we don't want the home. We want the home to become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. It's not whenever you come in the house, the wife is pulled up and the husband is blowing his fuse and gasket and what have you and all that. Now how are we going to do that? Very simple hadith in Bukhari Sharif. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam to one another. I go up now from here. Assalamu alaikum. She knows it's my habit. She come in the house, she went here, there, wherever. You understand? So, assalamu alaikum. We go to the car. So I'm in the car, I'm waiting, she come, assalamu alaikum. That she's sitting in the car, I come, assalamu alaikum. So wherever you are, husband, wife, make salam. Parents, children, make salam. You enter your house, assalam qabl al kalam. Before you speak, there must be salam. So our house will become a home, and the home will become Dar es Salaam, the home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Allah won't bring the bodies together only. Allah will bring the hearts together. When the hearts are united, then remember that there will be unity of thought. Then you'll be going together. In the plane, the turbulence also won't trouble you. On the train also, remember all the bending, turning curves, and nothing will trouble. Everything, all the potholes in South Africa also won't trouble you. So you will go through everything together, inshallah. So how many we got? Five. Six one. Smile with one another. وَلَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Maulana, how long you qualified now? 2 years. Yeah, so mashallah, plus minus 2 years. So you must learn one trick. You see, when you stand, and I don't know now whether you stand or sit or what. So when I lecture, I stand. So when I stand normally, so I just look a little bit and I smile. So now we're lecturing over 40 years now with Allah's help. So Adam in Fadli Rabbi. So smiling is contagious. So you smile, the opposite party also smiles. So they will look at you and they'll smile. While I'm smiling, I don't know why they're smiling, we don't know, but we're both smiling, right? So husband, wife, just smile. وَلَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلْقَى. But the problem today is, we don't want to smile with our wives or with our husband. We want to smile with the air hostess. We want to smile with the lady in the bank. We want to smile with the neighbor's wife. You see, that what is haram, we want to do. What is halal, not halal, is encouraged in Islam, is meritorious, is desirable in Islam. So that we don't do. So just try it out, smile. And you will see it's contagious, meaning that the opposite party will do the same. Unless the abnormal person, then it's different. So remember that that is what you will call the... How many you got now?
Six.
Six.
Number seven. You see that I told you about the gift, this wedding night. It mustn't stop. It must continue. Now and then, buy something for the wife. She must, our wives, Allah made them such. You're married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. She wants to feel special. Remember that. Allah made our mothers, our wives, our daughters like that. So never forget, they are sacrifice. Oh, your husbands, Quran is commanding me and you. Chapter 4, verse number 19. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect. What good is there? We show the world we're doing this, but our wives and children, they are so upset and all. We swearing them, hitting them and so forth. That is not Islam. That is jahalat and ignorance. Remember that. See the wife, what sacrifice she made. She left the parents' place. She left the siblings. She left the place of her birth. Now 18 years, 20 years, 22 years, whatever it is, examples we're giving. Then she came in your Rafika, to spend the remainder of her life with you. Therefore, when she goes to her parents' place for a weekend, long weekend, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever, she's musafir. By you in your house, that's her new house. She has to read full salat here. So that is why we must always remember that what great sacrifice she made, that she's leaving everything and coming to spend her remainder of her life with us, the husbands. And therefore, remember the Quranic verse, Surah 4 verse 19, and the hadith in Tirmidhi. Who else will report it? Siddiqa mother Aisha radiallahu anha in Tirmidhi, khayrukum 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 li ahlikum wa ana khayrukum li ahli, that the best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children, and I habibuna rasulullah mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the best to my wives and my children. You see, so Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Ji Jalalabadi, Nawwar Allah Marqadah, used to say that, I'm just translating in English, the whole world can say you are good, but your wife and children say you are bad. By Allah and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are bad. And the whole world can say you are bad, but your wife and children say you are good. By Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are good. See the barometer, the criteria, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Big lesson for all of us. How many we got, Mona? So I was telling you about the gifts now. So give your wife now and then. Don't be so conjuice and makichus and all that. Spend on your wife and children. Tahadu tahabu. Fa innal hadiyata tuzibu dhaga'in. Then how many? Seven finish now. Eight. Keep affectionate names. You don't have to call your wife Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha, Rukaya, whatever. Keep names, affectionate names. Remember that. Just look at Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, and Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha. You will find all this in various hadith kitab. Sometime, Ya Humaira, oh you with the red, red complexion, meaning fair, whitish, but some redness and pinkish, like to enhance her beauty. So how special she would feel, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Then, Ya Muwaffaqa, Allah gave you tawfiq, divine ability, capacity to do good works. I met Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni so many times, so one day I told him, Sheikh, I'm leaving now and I'm going to Jeddah, from Jeddah I'm going to India, then I'm going to Lucknow to meet Fadilatu Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi. He said, Huwa min baqiyati salaf wa huwa muwaffaqun. These are his words. Huwa min baqiyati salaf, he is from the olden time, meaning he's great like Sahaba, Tabi'in. Trying to say he's a very great alim. It don't mean now you become Sahabi. And he is muwaffaq. Allah gave him tawfiq to do great, great works, you see. So he used it like that. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you say for Hazrat Aisha, Ya muwaffaqa, Ya Aish. Now this in Arabic, if you learn some balagha and rhetoric and all, so you call this tarkhim. Tarkhim. You take the last letter out, Aisha, and you say, Ya Aish, Ya Hajara, Ya Hajar, Hinda, Ya Hind. You see? So all these are called tarkhim. So you must remember. So now you see, we found what we found? We found Ya Aish, we found Ya Muwaffaqa, we found Ya Humaira, we found Ya Siddiqa, Bint Siddiq, or just Bint Siddiq. So see all these titles. Now bring it in our time. So now, Suleiman Mota, you want to get married. So now what you say? Oh my darling, oh my poppy, oh my sweetheart, oh my honey. But now when you tell your wife, oh honey, then she says, oh honey, give me money. Then we say, no, we want to make istikhara, you see. So that also is not right. So you must remember these things here. So you can't be now telling her all these things, but never you want to share with her. So that's why I say, why? Wife give husband without him asking. Husband give wife without him, without her expecting. So in that way there, then you will have very good inshallah. How many we got, Maulana?
Eight.
Eight with the affectionate name.
Sure.
So now, and don't keep a foolish name now that your wife go mad, you know, and this type of thing, or the husband go mad and all this type of thing. So you see, now this you need some, this thing, Urdu you need to know. So the one wife, she asked the husband, why are you calling me John and all that, you see? He said, no, actually, you know, you're like a janwar, you understand? So therefore, I make shortcut, I say John. You're like an animal, so I call you John, you see. So you can't, you be foolish like that now and all that. You're asking for trouble. That. So that's 8, 9. When last, if you ask today, when last husband and wife, they ate from the same plate? When last they drank from the same glass? You see, when we went Maldives is beautiful, excellent. But your pockets must be full, because before you had to drink water, $5. You had to drink juice, $10. Everything is so this type of thing there. The money just flows there. We were Allah's help, everything was paid for from the start, so we had no problem. But I looked at the prices. So now they take you with the boats and that and all the speedboat, you go right inside and all that, and you can walk in the ocean so far, there's no waves, no nothing. So when you go inside your room, then they give you one, you know. So, like, say some juice, say orange juice or pineapple juice or whatever, mango juice, whatever, what season it is. So, normally, they'll give you 2 glasses. So I'm looking at that guy. So I tell him, no, put 1 glass and put 2 straws. You understood? So he looked at me like first time a guy maybe told him that. I said, no, we want to do this there. Now we practice on the sunnat, you see. So take one hadith in Sunan Nasai and see. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. She, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Siddiqa to Bintu Siddiq, she drank water. And she left half glass, quarter glass, whatever it is. Then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just take that glass and drink water. See, this is the glass, right? This is the glass. The side she drank from, the side. Nabi alayhi salam turned the glass around and then drank from that side. Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha says, "Wa ana anzur." I'm looking at the Master alayhi salatu salam, "Wa ana ha'izun." And I'm in my menses, all this is happening. Now imagine if we do this kind of thing, then which wife will complain? Nobody will complain. But today you don't find is all problems and civil war going on. All dirmakar business, all zigzag. So we must learn our Islamic etiquettes. So your marital life will be a bed of roses, a long, long honeymoon. We spoke of Maldives. Today people want to go for honeymoon to the Maldives and Mauritius. They come back after 1 week, 2 weeks, 10 days, the moon is missing and the honey horse is missing. So they're already fighting like you can't believe. So that is the problem. Then at 9 finish. Last one, tilka ashratun kamila. When last, or husband, wife, you made dua together. Husband, wife, parents, children, sit together. Tonight, tomorrow, Jumu'ah, Isa, Mustajaba. So we all make dua. So how we make dua? Rabban, first praise Allah Jalla Wala. Second, Durood Sharif Salawat. Third one, Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina wa Dhurriyatina Qurrata A'yun waj'alna lil Muttaqina Imama. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, read the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 names of Allah. Allah is commanding us, chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahil Asma'ul Husna fad'uhu biha. You by heart it, man hafidaha dakhal al Jannah. You go to Jannah, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. You look inside and you read it, man ahsaha dakhal al Jannah. So you look inside, it won't take you 5 minutes also. Now you read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, bring the love within our hearts. Today the husband tell his wife, oh darling, my poppy, I love you, my sweetie. The secretary passed by, he's winking eye with her already, you see. So that's where all the trouble starts. So you must remember that Islam has given us the best prescription. So we make dua, Allah Jalla Allah, give everybody good pious wives, husbands, spouses, children, and inshallah, happy marriage. Okay, next up we have the news with Brother Yusuf, with Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah. Thereafter, 12 to 1, the Majlis by Mufti Ibrahim Salih Ji, Spingo Beach, 1 o'clock Adhan, then 1:05. 25 to 130 will be verses 7 to 14, Surah Mulk. And then 130 to 2 will be Surah Rum, 22 to 27, 2 to 3 current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 340 repeat of this morning's Q&A, very interesting. 340 to 4 will be Duas and Zikr, 4 to 5 will be Mohore Nubuwat ka Zikr. So you must remember the seal of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal Mubarak. So that is by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri. And that is inshallah by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri. And then 5 to 7 Mohana Khalid Yaqub. And then 7 to 7:30 the tafsir inshallah of Surah Mulk. And thereafter 7:30 to 8 Mohana Yunus Patel. And 8 to 10 the discussion Mohana Arafat and Mohana Salim Karim. So wonderful lineup. Make dua for us. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. From us and the team, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah.